This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and broadcasting around the world online at classicalwscs.org. A Radio Thrift Shop started here on WSCS 25 years ago in 1999. For 25 years, I've been digging deep into obscure musical delights. It's a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the dusty archives of the Thrift Shop. You never quite know what you're going to hear at the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick broadcasting like it's 1999. Thank you. a set of some new music there from the band Oregon. Their brand new LP, Chimera, or Chimera, depending on how you pronounce it, released on Coal Mine Records. And before that, we heard the band Glow Phase from a brand new cassette. The cassette's called Blink, and the tune we heard was Pearl Around Moss. And we started off with some music from Randall Fisher and Dexter Story from their brand new cassette, Wenge. All of this great new music released in the first month of 2024. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, digging deep into obscure musical delights.
Mae Questel built a career from doing other people's voices.
One night while playing in the band,
you're on the Soundbeat.
Up, he said, "You're grand." So I replied in words low down, "Now this is how the music goes round."
Questel started performing on the vaudeville circuit at 17, billing herself as a personality singer of personality voices. Her notable impressions included Marlena Dietrich, Mae West, and even Eddie Cantor. Here she is with The Music Goes Round and Round, a Decca recording from 1936.
I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around. Below, below, below. Deedly ho, ho, ho. Listen to the jazz come out.
So by now, you've probably placed Mae as the voice of Betty Boop. But she also voiced Popeye's leading lady, Olive Oil, and their baby, Sweet Pea. She even filled in for the famous Sailor Man himself in 1945, while his regular voice, Jack Mercer, served in World War II. What's Mae's connection to comedy icon Chevy Chase? Find out now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Thank you. The great Mulatu Astaki from Ethiopia, with a tune called Maskaram. And before that, from his very first LP, Joe Pass with Last Call for Coffee. And I like at least two or three last calls for coffee, please. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. You could be tuned in at 90.9 FM on your radio or online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight and broadcasting new shows here during my 25th anniversary on the airwaves at WSCS. And this year on Radio Thrift Shop, I'm creating sets based upon my top 25 favorite thrift store artists. Records, tapes, or compact discs that are plentiful and easily found in thrift stores all over the country. And today we're going to hear some tunes from Tony Mottola. Now, Anthony Tony Mottola lived from 1918 to 2004. He was an American jazz guitarist who released dozens of solo albums in dozens of styles. There was basically nothing that Tony Mottola could not play on the guitar. Now, he recorded with people such as Ray Charles, Dick Hyman, Enoch Light, Doc Severinsen, Frank Sinatra, and the list just goes on and on. It's almost endless. Really amazing guitarist. And his albums are hit or miss, so some of them are just fantastic. If you see a Tony Mottola album, grab it. And others, kind of middle of the road. He phoned it in, but it's well worth checking out any of his music. So, without further ado, or is it much ado about nothing? Anyway, without any further chatter, here's my top thrift store artist for today, Tony Mottola. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When you bite into a chewy bagel, crunch a crispy taco, or grind up a piece of tough meat, you're using structures that evolved hundreds of millions of years ago. Teeth. There's no consensus on how teeth first formed. One idea says they formed from structures inside fish or perhaps other animals. The other says they formed from the scales of fish that resembled modern-day sharks 400 million years ago. The scales of sharks and rays are made of a material similar to that found in teeth, theirs and ours. The scales of ancient sharks and rays were similar. Since the scales end around a fish's mouth, that suggested that the scales basically migrated into fish mouths. That would have provided a big advantage for the first fish with teeth. Early teeth were used to grab and hold prey, so a meal couldn't simply wiggle away. The ability to chew came later. A study released in late 2022 supports that outside-in idea of tooth evolution. Scientists studied the fossils of sawfish that lived 70 million years ago. They used an electron microscope to scan the scales that form the spikes on the edge of the fish's long snouts. And they found that the material inside the spikes was basically the same as the enamel in modern teeth. The researchers suggested that it wouldn't be a big step for true teeth to evolve from those scales. The origin of teeth is still far from settled, but if they came from fish scales, then we have something in common with sharks. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Garner Ted Armstrong from Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, "Dear Dr. Science, how do plants grow? Does it really matter what you think about when you're near a plant? Can bad thoughts kill weeds?"
You've asked me three different questions. Fortunately, they're all related. They're about plants. Plants are very sensitive to human thoughts. There are, in fact, certain trees in California that have higher IQs than most college professors. No plant has yet achieved a master's degree, though that may have more to do with discriminatory college entrance policies than plant brain power. Weeds don't care what you think, so your bad thoughts about weeds will only make you depressed. I know where you're coming from, though. It's hard to keep your best foot forward when you're down on weeds.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Like most everything here at the Radio Thrift Shop, that's a blast from the past. Ask Dr. Science. I used to be on the radio back in the 1980s. On all of the weird stations. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to Radio Thrift Shop here on a not-so-weird station, WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org. It's homegrown and homemade radio, no genre, no agenda, just me and a microphone and a love for music and the airwaves. Okay, we're going to rock out now with the Oyster Band.
Long before the Spaniards, that makes a great boast. Oh, well, they shall eat the feathered goose, we shall eat the roast. Oh, Alan told Jolly Rumbelong, we were on long before the day. Oh, well, to welcome in the summertime, to welcome in the May. Oh, well, summer is coming in and winter's gone away. Bless Aunt Mary Moses with all our power and might. Oh, well, send us peace in England, sing peace by day and night. Oh, Alan told Jolly Rumbelong, we were on long before the day. Oh, well, to welcome in the summertime, to welcome in the May. Oh, well, summer is coming in and winter's gone away. Alan told Jolly Rumbelong, we were gone long before the day. Oh, well, to welcome in the summertime, to welcome in the May. Oh, well, summer is coming in and winter's gone
Grazie, Tronai, sol non dita i annali, o frases non snati.
Yeah.
another set that's all over the map there. The Franco Guitar Ensemble with Delicato. Before that, the band Taras Bulba with Dance of the Fisherman's Wife. And we started off with the Oyster Band, old British folk tune, Hal and Toe. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You have been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a work in progress. It's music for libraries and lava lamps. And yeah, it's an imaginary show from the mind of DJ Frederick. Celebrating 25 years here at WSCS, so thanks for tuning in. There will be new shows of Radio Thrift Shop every few weeks, so you never know what you're gonna hear. Until next time, wishing you many blessings, and keep your radio free.